This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're starting a brand new series entitled Breakthrough. My whole objective today is simply to help you be intentional in faith. Apply God's word so you can experience breakthrough in your life. Now, my definition for breakthrough, they'll put it up on the screen. You will not find this in the Webster's Dictionary or anything else. This is James coming straight from James McIver and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Breakthrough from a spiritual perspective, it is a shift that takes place in your life where heaven gets involved in your situation. Did I not give this to y'all? Okay, no problem. All right, so I'm just gonna give it to you. I'm gonna talk a little bit slower. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for technology when it works, and when it don't work, God is still good. Amen. All right. So breakthrough from a spirit, that just means you got to really listen out. Y'all see it? Oh, it is. That ain't right though, y'all. First of all, that should be under me, and now over me. Praise the Lord. Under my feet. Get under my feet, devil. All right, here we go. Breakthrough from a spiritual perspective is a shift that takes place in your life where heaven gets involved. So you got to realize heaven is about to get involved in your situation as a result of your faith and obedience to God's word. So this shift is about to take place. Heaven is about to get involved in your situation as you obey God and his word. Everybody say, obey God. It is the manifestation of God's power at work in your life that gives you, watch this, manifested victory over obstacles, strongholds, and battles that, watch this, have tried to wear you out or make you give up. That's exactly what that is, all right? Is that it? Okay, is it working out? Okay, praise the Lord. All right, they're working it out. So breakthrough is simply God's ability to unleash his power in impossible situations. And so have anybody in the room besides me ever been in a situation that seemed impossible? Has anyone in the room ever dealt with a person who seemed impossible? Everybody in the room, you got it? Well, Jesus says in Matthew, the 19th chapter and the 26th verse, the Bible says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, watch what he says, class, all things are possible. So no matter what it is and what's going on in your life, you have to understand that all things are possible to him that believe. So when we talk about breakthrough, the first thing I want you to understand that it is never too late to get your breakthrough or to change your life. That's the first thing I want you to understand. I want you to repeat this after me. It is never too late to get my breakthrough or change my life. So it's never too late, all right? Regardless of how long it's been, regardless of how bad it looks, regardless of decisions you make, it doesn't matter. If you make it up in your mind today, that's it. I'm believing God today. My life is changing. I'm believing for breakthrough. It starts the process today. Luke 1:37 in the Amplified says, for with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. And so the Bible teaches us that not only does he give us his word, which we have, right? But he also gives us his power to perform it. That no matter what it looks like, that no matter what it feels like, that no matter what's going on in your life, that you can get through it because God has given you his word and then he backs it up with his power to perform it. Let me show you how that works though. Because you say, well, Pastor, how that power, work? So he gives me his word. I have to receive it by faith. I've got to stand on his word. I've got to confess his word. I've got to apply his word, right? And then all of a sudden his power works up, is backed up to perform it in my life so I can get the breakthrough I need. Does that make sense? Okay, Jen, let's do it. Okay, we need good shots for later on today. Give the Lord a big hand praise. Say, he's so crazy, I can't help it. I can't help it. All right, so in life, how many know we go through things? You know, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. So that's not a bad statement when I say we go through things, because the thing is, not only do we go through them, we get through them, because he makes a promise that he will deliver us out of them all right? And so in life, everyone needs breakthroughs at different times in their life. Whether it's a broken relationship, a painful event, an addiction you can't seem to break, a difficult work environment, an attack on your body, just no matter what it is, there's different things where, you know, something traumatic happens in your life. And you've got to understand that God is the God of breakthrough, and he wants to help you. Does that make sense? He's the God of breakthrough, and he wants to help you. All right, three things we need to do as we believe God for breakthrough. Y'all ready for these? All right, everybody say number one.
Number one.
Number one, here we go, real easy. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. Because what happens is, when you go through a situation, if you're in it long enough, the enemy tries to wear you out. You got it. He tries to wear you out with all these thoughts and negative thoughts about this is not going to happen. It's not going to work out. The medicine's not working. The surgery didn't work. You're going to die. You know, just all this. And you have to learn how to stay in the fight. For years, since the beginning of this ministry, I have taught you that if you stay in the fight, what's going to happen? You're going to win. If you keep swinging, you're going to hit something, right? So you have to understand that's just not something pastor's saying. I found it in the Word of God. You got it? And so you have to stay in faith. One thing, a quote I love from Dr. King that I've always loved is, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And some of us in life are whole staircase kind of people. Like, I prefer to see the whole staircase. You know, some of y'all are like that too. I'd just rather, and you know, some of y'all are, man, I don't even need to see the staircase. I just need to see a chip of wood. You know, everybody's different. But when it comes to faith, we have to understand that it is just putting one foot in front of the other. You got it. And trusting God no matter what it looks like. You got it. Because God wants to help you. And the reason I'm telling you this is you have to release faith that I'm not in this by myself. Wait a minute. God wants to help me. The creator of the universe wants to help me in my situation. Alpha and Omega wants to help me. He wants to bring healing to me. He wants to bring healing to my body, to my mind. You got it. Mental health is so important. How many know that? Don't you ever let anybody knock that around. You got it. No, mental health is very important. And I always tell people, you do what you got to do. You got it to make it. We confess the word. You know, we do all those things. But then there's some natural things we do. You got it. You know, I tell you, I've been learning all this stuff. This one doctor talks about taking a stress detox. I said, well, what is a stress detox? He says, any people that stress you out, don't bother them for a whole week. I said, well, praise the Lord. You be going on your phone, delete. No, I'm just playing. All right, so breakthrough happens, but he wants to heal you in every area of your mind, your emotions, your finances, your marriage, and you have to understand that God is committing to helping you, all right? Breakthrough happens when we take the first step against the barriers that are coming against us in life. Breakthrough happens when we say, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust that he is going to supernaturally show up in my life, all right? But it takes faith. What does it take?
Faith.
Romans, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse, there it is. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all know I'm a teacher, so let me break this down. Number one, you are justified by faith, so you don't owe, watch this, an answer to anybody about what you got going on in your life. You're justified by faith. So quit trying to, you know, answer folk and, you know, just don't do that. I mean, and look, and don't go too far either. Don't start clapping back and, you know, going off on people. Don't do that. You got it. Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battle. Isn't that right? Yeah. You know, and so that's just, you know, that's just how that is. All right. So being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace. He is our peace. So when we receive Jesus, we receive peace. You have to understand this. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but peace is the presence of God. So I can have peace even when I'm going through a difficult situation, because he is my peace and he is on the inside of me. You got it? And so now I have the ability to have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding on the inside, even though craziness is going on the outside. Does that make sense? He says, by whom also we have access by faith. There it is. Everything's by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So there is a grace that is on your life to get you through what you are going through. So no matter, think about the toughest thing that you're going through, and now say that. Say this, I'm grace for it. You are grace for whatever you're going through. You got it. You got it. God is giving you the grace you need, the strength you need, the ability that you need, and the wisdom that you need to get through what you're going through if you stay in the fight and keep swinging. Right? Let's keep going. And not only so, he says, oh, y'all gonna get a kick out of this one, but we glory in tribulation. Hold on now, Pastor. I ain't too excited about being in no trouble. He says, knowing that tribulation, trials, and things that we go through, they worketh patience. You got it? So what happens is, you know, as you go through things in your life, you begin, watch this, as long as you got the word and you're operating the word, you begin to develop patience. Patience is the ability to handle delay and remain in joy. So even though the manifestation hasn't showed up yet, I believe God. And I believe breakthrough is happening in my life. I believe the supernatural is happening this week in my life. Pastor, I know the fast ain't happening until next week, but I'm believing God for breakthrough this week in my life. I'm getting ahead of that thing. Does that make sense? He says, and patience experience. What do you mean? See, after you go through some things, you got it, you begin to develop some experience. You got it? So after you went through something and you got through it, God helped you. You go through something else and you get through it and God helped you. When something else shows up in your life, you ain't even startled. You ain't even confused no more. You already know that's just a trick of the enemy. You got it? And the same God that brought you through that, it's the same God that's going to bring you through this. Because if he did it before, same God right now. So you have to have faith in the faithfulness of God that I serve Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. I don't know how many years old, but I've been paying my bills all this time, and God ain't about to start not helping me pay them now. Come on, somebody. Does that make sense? So that's why, you got it, your faith has to be in God and not necessarily your paycheck. Does that mean? Because what happens if one day your paycheck's a little funny? You got it? Now, don't be going off on them folk, all right? I mean, you know, call and see about it, get it straight, you know, but remember, you got it, you are an ambassador for Christ. Praise the Lord. And experience hope. And it is hope that maketh not ashamed. Why? Because God always comes through. He always comes through. Listen, you've been living long enough in your life just to think about all the things you've gone through, and God has always come through for you. He's always come through. He's always opened the door. He's always made the way. God has always. It doesn't mean it wasn't tough. It didn't mean you didn't have some nights when you cried. It didn't mean there weren't even some moments where you were angry or a little bit frustrated. But truth be told, God has always come through. All your life, God's been faithful. All your life, God's been good to you. All your life, God has shown up for you. All your life, God has comforted you. All your life, God has done little things to just let you know, I'm right here. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to be with you. I know it's tough, but you got to keep on fighting. I'm never going to let you go. Just a few more days, just a little bit longer, because what happens is right when we get to the point where breakthrough's there is when the enemy launches an all-out attack. So if the enemy is launching an attack, you're not in a bad spot. You're in a good spot, because if you keep in the fight, you are almost there to break through. Look at your neighbor and say, this young man is teaching up here. Yes, he is. So my faith will cause breakthrough in my life. Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood, your faith has made you whole. He told blind Bartimaeus, it was your faith that made you whole. He told the lepers, it is your faith. It is your faith that's going to cause breakthrough in your life. Does that make sense? So what looks impossible for man is not impossible for God. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so if to the degree that I stay in faith, I'll see God do amazing things. So that was number one, stay in faith. All right, everybody say number two. Number two, show them what you got. Show them what you got. Y'all know me. I got to keep everything with S's and those kind of things. In other words, give God something to work with. In Mark chapter 6, we're not going to go to it because it's just a lot, so I'm just going to explain it to you. Jesus is teaching a large crowd, 5,000 men plus women and children, so it's big. And Jesus is teaching all day, y'all. You got it, seminar style. You got it. And the people have just been there just listening to Jesus. And then Jesus asked his disciples to do something that was impossible. Everybody say impossible. So it's late in the day. His disciples, they come. And they come to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, you know, this has been great. You got it. These four-hour sermons you have been teaching have been incredible. You got it. But Jesus, we are in a remote place. You got it. And the people are tired and they're hungry. Jesus is like, the people are, Jesus, we're totally fine. The people are tired and hungry. All right. And so they said, Jesus, the best thing to do is to send them away to their villages so they can get something to eat, so they can, you know, buy themselves something to eat. And then immediately, I don't know why all of a sudden I started getting a ring. Everything was good until just a moment ago. And then immediately, watch what Jesus says. He looks at the disciples who have just gave them this great explanation of why they need to send them away. He said, okay, you give them something to eat. And then Jesus just walks away. He's like, master, Lord? Jesus expected his disciples to feed over 5,000 because even though he knew it was impossible for them, he knew it was not impossible for God. And so he was trying to teach them something. So Jesus, then he begins to ask them something very powerful because they're going back and forth. And this is why I couldn't read the whole chapter. And so you go back and read it in your free time this week. Jesus basically says to them, and I'm paraphrasing because this is my point, show me what you got. They say, well, Jesus, we got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Not fish. KJV says fishes, right? And so what happens is most of us know the story. You know, Jesus takes it, he gives thanks, he blesses it. You got it? He gives it back to them and says, go and feed them. You got it? And then watch this, something supernatural takes place. You got to get this. As they obey God and step out in faith. Jesus didn't say, Father, I thank you for what you've done. And then, boom, there was 5,000, you know, pieces of fish. No, no, no. He gave them back exactly what they had, right? And he says, now go feed them. Now, if you're not careful, you're like, okay, Jesus, we just told you it's 5,000 people. You got it? And as a theologian say, 5,000 men plus women and children. So, you know, and back in them days, they didn't have much to do, so they got all kind of babies. You know, y'all feed. So anyways, we got a lot of folks to feed. You understand what I'm saying? It might be 20,000 folk out here, right? All right. Okay, to bring back. I know I shouldn't have gave you that joke because I'm trying to teach you something. I was contemplating if I should give you that joke or not. So Jesus, watch this, gives it back to them, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and gives them instructions. And watch this, in faith, they decide to obey God. Everybody say, obey God. And so as you can just imagine them giving, you know, breaking off just a little piece of bread. Here you go. You got it. Just a little piece. Somebody said, can I get a bigger? No, man, don't be greedy. You know, just, you know, watch this. And as they get to the end of the row, there's still bread and there's still fish. So then they go to the next row. And as they're doing it, they get to the next row and there's still bread and there's still fish because God is supernaturally multiplying it as they obey him and step out in faith. Do you understand what I'm talking to you? So as we obey God and step out in faith, you got it, you know, so the miracle didn't happen. Watch this. Oh, you got to get this. The miracle didn't happen at this moment when Jesus had it in his hands. He says, now I'm going to put it back in your hands, and I want you to obey me. And as you obey me, you'll see the miracle take place in your life. Does that make sense? So you got to show him what you got. What am I saying? Give God something to work with. Give him your faith. You got to give him your confessions every day. You know, we got confessions online, you know, and all kinds of things. So during our fast, get on the prayer line every Monday through Friday. So we already know prayer is covered, you know, and then we've got the 365-day Bible. You got it. Then we've got our confession books, and they're online. And so what happens is you are going to have to go, I need to find the favorite confession. Father, I thank you that policies, rules, regulation, and laws are changed and reversed on my behalf. I win battles I don't even have to fight because you fight them for me. This is the day, the set time, and the designated moment for me to experience your free favors that profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf. Father, I think I am what you say I am. I can do what you say I can do. I'm not sick, but I'm healed. I'm not poor, but I'm rich. I'm not defeated, but I had the victory. What am I doing? I'm giving God something to work with. I'm giving his word back to him. You got it. Well, a little bit next week, we'll talk about sacrifice. And there's different ways to sacrifice. One is through worship. The Bible says we have to offer the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips. If you begin to understand that, watch this, it's the fruit of your lips. But in another scripture, he says, I create the fruit of the lips. So really, I'm giving back to God what he simply has given to me. Does that, it sounds like the first fruit, the tithe. I'm giving to God what he's given to me. So give him your faith. Give him your confession. Give him your obedience. Obey God. So when, you know, not just when we're on the fast, I'm talking about every day of your life. You got it? If God says do this, you just do it. Be a blessing to someone. Ask someone to forgive you for something. You got to text somebody and check on somebody. Just obey God. All right? We're having a big breakthrough. We're sowing our breakthrough seed. That's between you and God. But you know what God's going to tell you to do. You got it? So you got to obey God for you, because when we step out in faith and obey God is when we'll see the supernatural in our lives. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so I've got to understand that. So number one, let's review. All right, here we go, class. What's number one? All right, let's put number two up on screen. Give them, what do you do that when open book test? Yeah, let's give them open book test. All right, class, what's number two? Okay, we even gonna help them and go ahead and give them number three, okay? Okay, class, what's number three? All right, see, the enemy knows he can't whip you, so he tries to wear you out. He knows he can't whip you because he's already whipped. He's already defeated. The lake of fire, his end is already final. You understand what I'm saying? And so you have to stay in the fight, understanding that tough times don't last, but tough people do. Everybody say, tough times don't last. Tough people do. So I've given to you this before, but it bears repeating. Never judge someone based on a season that they're going through, because seasons change. Everybody say seasons change. Can I go a little bit further? Never judge yourself based on a season that you are going through and some trouble you got going on in your life, because everybody say seasons change. Come on, say it with authority. Seasons change. One season David was a shepherd. The next season he was a king. Seasons change. One season Ruth was working the field, and the next season she owned the field. Seasons changed. One season Joseph was in the pit, and the next season he was in the palace. Everybody say, seasons change. One season you might be saying, God, why in the world is all this happening to me? And the next season you'll be thanking God that it did happen, understanding that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Everybody say, seasons change. And trouble don't last always. So giants, they do die. The bigger they are, you already know. You already know. All right, I think this is a good place to go home. All right. So I'm going to see breakthrough in my life, because I'm going to stay in faith, number one. And I'm not going to let the enemy get me out of faith. Isn't that right? And then I'm going to show God what I've got. I'm going to give God something to work with. I'm going to give him my worship. I'm going to give him my obedience. I'm going to sow a seed. I'm going to be kind to somebody. I'm going to give God something to work with. And then I'm going to stay in the fight. So let's just do this. Everybody repeat it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive breakthrough in my life. I believe that right now you are intervening in my situation and causing what looks impossible to turn for my good. I give you my faith. I give you my obedience. I give you my worship. I choose to relax in who you are and receive the victory in my situation right now, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, now give the Lord a big praise. That's it. That's it. Now let me help you. Breakthrough as of this moment is in motion because you've heard the word and you receive faith. So we don't even have to wait, watch this now, till we start the fast. We believe even on this week, the wheels are turning for things to start happening in our lives. You got it. You know, I know we say unexpected checks, and I get that, but we fully expect unexpected checks to show up for us. We fully expect unexpected increase to come our way. I'm not knocking when people say unexpected. It doesn't mean that they're not in faith. I understand what they're saying. But now what we're saying is we fully expect it to show up in our lives. We fully expect some things to change in our body, some things to change in our mind, some things to change in our emotions. We fully expect for some relationships to be repaired and for some relationships to be restored. We fully expect the wisdom of God on some things that we need so we can get the breakthrough we need. We fully expect some of our family members to get saved and give their life to Jesus because he's given us the heathen as our inheritance and the uttermost parts of our possession. So we fully expect it. And watch this. And what you expect, you will experience. Does that make sense? All right? So no more doubt. Stand up. Stand up. So because we've already prayed, right? We did the confessions. So no more doubting. Come on, somebody. No unbelief. Oh, yeah, some of y'all have to leave. The few of y'all have to go. I'm sorry. Yeah. They used to heads bowed, eyes are closed. Praise the Lord. But we just gonna go out like this. So no giving up. Here's a big one. Here's a big one. No more letting the devil talk to you. That is a big one that a lot of us, come on somebody, need to make sure that we let the devil know. I'm talking about 50, 60, 70% of us. We need to go back and tell the devil, no more. I'm not letting you talk to me no more. I'm not listening to you anymore. I'm not allowing those thoughts to lay in my mind. From now on, the moment I hear it, I'm casting it out. Because you belong to Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are his prized possession. He loves you so very much. And don't you let the devil try to make you think you're less than who you are. You are a king's kid. You've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has raised you up with him. You are royalty. You got to understand you are an ambassador for Christ. You got to know who you are. And when you walk out of here, you got to walk out of here like you, like I know who I am. I'll let the devil get me for a minute, but I know who I am. And I'm not going to let the devil try to get on me over some mistakes I made. I've asked Jesus to forgive me. He's forgiven me. If nobody else has, that's between them. But I'm moving on in Jesus. I'm brand new. You know how you see people, they got some new clothes on. You say, look at you looking like you're brand new. You understand what I'm saying? You got it? Well, when you give your life to Jesus or rededicate your life to Jesus or make it up in your mind, Lord, you can be saved for 45, 50 years and say, you know what, Lord, today I just want a fresh start today. And he said, okay, I'll give you a fresh start today. It doesn't mean that you weren't saved. Doesn't mean that you were even in sin. Sometimes I just say, Father, I want to do it all over again today, Jesus. All right. So no more. Everybody say no more. So that's your thing for this week. If something tries to show up, no more. You ain't got to fight. You ain't got to fight people. Stand still and say, let your faith do the fighting. Let your faith go to work. And I believe that this week we are going to start to see breakthrough and supernatural things happen in our life. But you have to be intentional and you have to obey God. Did y'all receive that today? We'll give the Lord a big hand praise.